Irmgard Furchner is a frail old woman whose elderly years have been spent in a nursing home, but whose late teenage years were spent working for the commandant of the Stutthof concentration camp. As his secretary, she would type out orders for the mistreatment and then eventual murder of many thousands of people.
We had to prove what she wrote. We analysed all the documents which still exist from the concentration camp, and we searched for her signature and her initials, which was an incredible amount of work. You can't compare that to the trials against concentration camp watchguards.
In her closing statement before the verdict, Furchner had said she was sorry for all that had happened at Stutthof and that she regretted having been there at the time. In the nearly 6 years of its existence, the camp housed as many as 110,000 prisoners in atrocious conditions. It's estimated more than half of them died there, either through starvation, brutal working conditions, or deliberate killing. After the war, Polish authorities prosecuted some of those who'd worked at Stutthof. Five of the women guards they captured were convicted and executed. By contrast, for many years, neither East nor West German authorities pursued many who'd worked at the camp through the courts. Only in the last few years has that changed, with trials like this one.
The court has decided that through her work as a shorthand typist at the concentration camp, the accused knowingly and willingly supported the cruel death of more than 10,500 prisoners. Through gassing, through the inhumane conditions at the camp, through transfers to the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp and through death marches.
Stutthof was just one camp among the many in the Nazi system. Its death toll was dwarfed by that of Auschwitz and of Treblinka. And yet, by bringing Irmgard Furchner to justice, modern prosecutors have done what generations of post-war predecessors so often failed to do: actively pursue those who had a hand in the machinery of mass murder. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.